19 Keys, and this is
High Level Conversation.
The library. The library.
Once you know where you are,
yep.
Now you have a location to say, okay, I need to go south, east,
GPS.
West, north, right? Because you can't know where to go unless you know where you are. Nobody can give you directions and say, okay, where are you?
Yep.
You know what I mean? That's the first thing they go ask. So it's like you have a financial destination,
yep.
But you have to have your financial coordinates.
Yep.
Right? So, hey, okay, well, listen, I'm in debt. I'm not that skilled,
yep.
Right? Don't really know where to do, what to start. But thank you for the information. Now I got yep. your data. Let me crunch the numbers and figure out what you need to do,
mm-hmm.
right? And so I like that because everybody needs to basically, it's kind of like an ACEs test. You take an ACEs test for trauma,
mm-hmm. right?
And based on how high you score, you know how many things you have to get over because you know how many things stacked against you.
Mm-hmm.
Didn't grow up in a two-parent household. Maybe dealt with drugs. Have abandonment issues, right? People that have been sexually abused, right?
Mm-hmm.
Been to jail. All of these different things increase your likelihood for early death, chronic disease, right? Or ending up imprisonment or suicide.
Mm-hmm.
So it's like, for me, one of the most important things for people to do is to have true self-assessment,
mm-hmm.
right? Most people can easily tell you what the astrology sign is, but they don't know the rest of the assessment, right, of who they are. They
mm-hmm.
can't tell you their Myers-Briggs. They can't tell you their intelligence type.
Mm.
They can't tell you, right, the type of thinker they are, whether it's abductive or deductive,
mm-hmm.
right? They can't give you their human design, whether they're a generator or operator,
mm-hmm.
right? They can't tell you whether, you know, they are visionary or the hunter or they the networker. All of these are important because what happens is people try to build lives out of their weaknesses because they see the results that somebody has built off their strength.
Mm.
So now you're operating, right, with a handicap. So I'd rather you start with the assessment of who you are.
That's a fact.
Now, from there, this is why you have this particular, and which is interesting because we're now in that time where different personality types can rule.
Oh, yeah.
And when I think about that, think about if you built the financial system or you built the school system, you are most likely going to build it around a few personality types,
mm-hmm.
right? Maybe it's for the extroverted. The extroverted may have a higher sense of possibility to be successful because, or let's say social media comes about, this person is in front of the camera. So the extroverts is winning. You know what I'm saying? Then it comes a time where the introverted skills right now are winning, right? People that are not that social,
mm-hmm.
they get to sit behind. They may be doing Bitcoin or cryptocurrency rather, or they may be trading stock. Don't have to be around nobody.
Mm-hmm.
And they just on the computer cracking the codes right now. So we're going through different phases where we're now at that point where it ain't just about one personality type. We have the resources for everybody to build a custom world that's fit to the niche of who you are
mm-hmm.
and where you are. But you have to identify where you are.
You cannot adjust or define. You cannot defeat what you cannot define.
Mm.
You cannot defeat
what you cannot define.
You can't. How can I, if I never put eyes on it, if I never say where I'm at, if I never say here's what's wrong with me, I think one of the things that I've been so great at doing, brother, is self-assessing.
Mm.
I love the self-assess. I love to look at what I'm wrong at because if I can define it, I can build structure around it. A weakness is only a weakness if you allow it to be that.
Mm.
Right? It can't stay. It only can stay a weakness if you allow it to stay a weakness.
Mm.
But you can never identify it as a weakness if you never have the hard conversation with yourself.
Mm.
Right? So if I can't say, you know, like, Moses was a murderer,
mm.
right? God didn't allow that to be Moses' weakness. His weakness was his anger. And the reason why his weakness was his anger was because there was multiple times when Moses got angry with the people. And the last time he got angry with the people, he smite the rock the second time.
Mm.
And God said to him, Moses, I told you, speak to the rock, and I hit it again. But because you was angry with the people, now my greatness can't be seen. even though I did all these different things, but now you're doing what everyone else is doing.
Driving plays a big part in driving the local economy. It helps us all get where we're going and creates good jobs close to home. At Cenovus Energy, our refineries in Toledo and Lima are a reliable domestic source of gasoline, diesel, and jet fuel. Plus, more than 2,300 employees and contractors work for us here in Ohio. See how we're helping local communities move forward at Cenovus.com. Driving plays a big part in driving the local economy. It helps us all get where we're going and creates good jobs close to home. At Cenovus Energy, our refineries in Toledo and Lima are a reliable domestic source of gasoline, diesel, and jet fuel. Plus, more than 2,300 employees and contractors work for us here in Ohio. See how we're helping local communities move forward at Cenovus.com.
When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger, where you'll find over 30,000 mouthwatering choices that excite your inner foodie. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week. You can also save up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with fuel points. More savings and more inspiring flavors make shopping Kroger worth it every time. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.
And I told you to do something different. Mm. And so now I'm going to let the people go to the promised land. You'll still be rewarded because you'll get to come by me, but I got to put somebody else in front of you. I got to let somebody else bring them to that promised land.
Right.
And that comes back to us. Like, I love those stories because if we can't identify our weaknesses and then use them as strengths, convert them to strengths, cultivate them as strengths, then someone else is going to be able to bring our people some of what we were supposed to do.
That's a fact. That's a super fact.
Somebody else is going to bring them. And the problem with somebody else bringing them is you don't know the intent behind it. Mm. You don't know if they're going to serve. Like, I know how I'm going to serve. So because I know how I'm going to serve, I don't mind the criticism. I can't indulge in the criticism so much, try to justify everything, because now I'm spending more time trying to justify the criticism than I am leading. Right. And now they may let somebody else take my people and lead them somewhere, and they may not doing well like I'm doing. Mm. Mm. That's the burden of leadership, bro.
Which is interesting about criticism, because sometimes criticism is just other people doing the assessment for you.
So it goes to us saying, criticize me, cool, but if you're criticizing me while I know I'm weak at, I don't have to justify that. Mm. I'm going to just keep working on the weakness.
Right. Until it don't longer exist.
Until it no longer exists.
And I think today's time, what people have to learn is the way you go about criticizing someone for having a weakness, having an illness, having a failure. Right now, we're in the most toxic time of it, because people say, just cancel them, just get rid of them. That does nothing for society. It doesn't teach people a pathway towards redemption. Right. And without that, that's not a worthwhile of being part of a society who just casts you aside once they find out your faults, because of hypocrisy. Because if that was somebody in your family, you would know how to have a pathway towards redemption and forgiveness. Mm-hmm. Right. So it's a hypocritical reality that we live in right now, because it doesn't allow constructivism. So what you have to do is you can point out a man's faults, but then you have to help build that very man up so he has the will to get over it. Mm-hmm. Because once you point out somebody's faults, all you could be doing is triggering them spiritually to go through the same cycle over and over, which can keep them in that fault, because now you just got them thinking about how terrible they are, stretching them out. So now they're back in this will, right? You pointing somebody up, man, you broke, you ain't got nothing. They like, dang, I am. Now you stressing me out more. I can't think clearly. Mm. Now you broke again. Mm. Right? So instead, you can point it out. But then, you know what? Yeah, you broke right now. You ain't got it. But that doesn't mean you can't have it later. That doesn't mean you can't strengthen your mind up to learn so that you can produce the willfulness. Because that's the thing. You don't want to point out a man's faults and make him weaker. Mm-hmm. You're supposed to point out the faults to make them stronger. So you have to check yourself on your intent of why you even pointing out someone's issues, problems, or faults. Mm. Is it to make you feel better? Is it to destroy that man? Or is it to help? And if it's not to help, then you're only there as a hindrance, and you're hurting, because when you hurt that person, there's a ripple effect of people mm-hmm. they hurt.
Mm-hmm.
So then you become as bad as them because you didn't set that man on the path of descent. So now he's going to go out there and fend more people. Oh, I ain't nothing, man. Forget everybody then. So now he ain't treating his woman right. Ain't mm-hmm. treating his child right. Mm-hmm. Ain't treating his world right. You know what I mean? So that's why you have to be careful how you deal with people, because the ripple effect of that deal, right, has ramifications.
This one got the isolate, CBD, the black seed oil, the MCT oil, and the lion's mane powder. I think it's too much in here. I think we need to calm. We got to calm this product down. We got to calm this product down. It's too much. It's too much. Bro, I took this and I was going all day. Ain't nobody got that much work to get done in a day where they need to be taking Supermon. Like, what if you're a house mom and all of a sudden you get everything done in one day and you ain't got nothing to do the rest of the week? I took this. I don't know what I'm supposed to do with the rest of my life. I feel like I done got everything done. I was up.
Right.
I ain't gonna lie, I feel like I changed the world 1,000 times on this. I done figured out every single plan. The next thing I need to have is patience, because I done planned everything. I done did everything I could do in the day. I'm serious. Like, I think we put too much in here. We need to cut down the ingredient list, and we need to make this regular mind, because this is like Viagra for the brain.
Driving plays a big part in driving the local economy. It helps us all get where we're going and creates good jobs close to home. At Synovus Energy, our refineries in Toledo and Lima are a reliable domestic source of gasoline, diesel, and jet fuel. Plus, more than 2,300 employees and contractors work for us here in Ohio. See how we're helping local communities move forward at Synovus.com.
When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger, where you'll find over 30,000 mouthwatering choices that excite your inner foodie. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week. You can also save up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with fuel points. More savings and more inspiring flavors make shopping Kroger worth it every time. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.